There was a stretch of time when I was really struggling to stay on track. I even shared it on the podcast. I have so many ideas. I had so much I wanted to create, but actually focusing and staying on track felt like wading through the fog. And yet, of course, sometimes I think it's the coffee, but no, my morning coffee ritual has always and will always be sacred. It's that first sip, the aroma, the quiet moment before the day begins. It truly lights up my soul. I've always found mushrooms and coffee to be beneficial, but this one is extra special and I really want to share it with you. I've started using Everyday Dose for my morning ritual. This is coffee plus benefits. It's real coffee blended with lion's mane and chaga mushrooms, collagen protein, and nootropics, and it tastes just like coffee. The coffee you already love, but it gives you this smooth, clean energy that carries you through the day. I didn't experience a crash, no jitters, and it became a part of my morning rhythm now, and I'm just so grateful to use it in the morning, and I'm so happy that I get to share this with you. So right now, for Black Friday, get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts, plus enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/magic or use code MAGIC at checkout. I felt like a lot of different rugs were being pulled from under me. So I felt overwhelmed in so many ways. And then one morning I just woke up and something was different. I woke up before my alarm and I wasn't groggy at all. I felt calm. Like, I don't know what it was. Even though everything was going wrong around me, I knew it was going to all be okay. And I was going to be okay. And I was so at peace with that. And I just recognize, oh, that was a chapter that, and I think I was just trying to hold on to that chapter. But when I went to bed and realized I don't need to walk or live in that chapter anymore, I can turn the page. I really woke up and felt like, oh, wait, everything will be okay. I'll be okay. And this is just a new era in my life. That was an old experience, an old life experience, and I've had many life experiences, but this one is new. I just need to let the other one go and just start fresh. Hello, hello, magical friends, yomis. My name is Raquel and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And I totally just had quite a human moment, a glitch in my own mind where I almost forgot that today was Friday and today deserves an episode, and that I had already written the episode. In my mind, I thought I recorded it, edited it, it was already about to be published. Nope, fumbled that ball. I just did an episode on retrogrades, and this week being chaotic and hectic, of course, this is just another thing. So, hello. It's a little fitting that today's episode is going to be on the simulation reset moments. Like I said, I think I just glitched. It just dawned on me as I was sitting on the couch, ready to turn on the new season of Stranger Things. I haven't even recorded or edited the Freaky Friday that I wrote. So with that said, let's talk about today's episode, which is about something. It's subtle, but it's powerful. And honestly, I think it's a little eerie in honestly the most comforting way, but those mornings when you just wake up and the world just feels slightly different. I'll tell you what, I woke up and my mind felt like I was in a different place. And that has been happening more frequently lately for me. So I don't know what's shifting. But I mean, yes, life can be chaotic, but this shift, a simulation reset, that's not so chaotic and it's not spooky. It's just like something restarted overnight, right? Maybe the air feels a little cleaner than usual. Or messier, or maybe your thoughts feel quieter, or they could be louder, or maybe the room, it looks the same, but something about it doesn't feel the same. Or you wake up with a sense of distance from who you were yesterday. That happens. And so these are what I call simulation reset moments, the times where Your internal world shifts so much while you sleep that waking up feels like stepping into a new version of your life. Are you someone like myself who feels like you've had many different lifetimes in this one human vessel? I feel like I've walked into many different timelines and have had a lot of different simulation resets, and you've seen my evolution and the wild walks and paths I take. And so I genuinely will think sometimes, wow, there's been a simulation reset. And it's just a fun theory, but what if we were to take it seriously for fun? So today I'm going to walk you through exactly what that means and why it happens and how to understand those my life feels rebooted days in a simple, grounded human way. Wow, I just can't believe how fitting it is that it happened today on a day I truly almost forgot to publish an episode because in my mind, I thought I already had recorded and edited and published it. Nope, but life's been chaotic and there's been a simulation reset. So let's keep this super simple. A simulation reset moment is when you wake up and you feel like something's different. Your mind could be a little blank. Your emotions might just feel neutral. The day has a weird calm to it, or something is off, but not in a bad way. Or you feel like your soul hit a restart button overnight. There could be a lot of different feelings when you wake up, but something's just different. And it's not about believing that life is literally a video game or a computer simulation, which is another fun theory, right? But this one is just simply a metaphor. And it's an easy way to describe those mornings where you can sense that. And so your inner world changed while your outer world stayed the same. Or your thoughts feel updated, your perspective may feel slightly new, or something heavy from yesterday feels like it's been quietly removed. Or something unresolved suddenly feels clear. Your brain wakes up and is like, okay, yes, this feels like a new chapter. A new chapter has begun. It's like an emotional or even an energetic software update for our human. All right, romanticy lovers, you're going to want to listen to this because the epic conclusion to the viral Book Talk romanticy series is finally here. Dawn of Chaos and Fury by Melissa K. Rorick. And this finale absolutely delivers. I picked it up over the weekend and was completely pulled into the chaos. It moves fast and hits hard emotionally, especially as the heroine navigates her anxiety and depression and in such a real way, real and grounded way. And if you love fae and dragons, vampires, witches, shifters, and the children of gods, plus that Crescent City style blend of magic and modern technology, then this world will be your next obsession. It feels like ours with smartphones and cars, but woven with everyday wild magic. And so this is book 4 of the Legacy series. So it's not the place to start, but all 4 books are on sale now, and the full set makes an amazing gift for anyone who devours Book Talk romanticy favorites, deep world building, and tropes like fated mates, morally gray characters, meddling gods, and high emotional stakes. You can find Dawn of Chaos and Fury by Melissa K. Rorick wherever books are sold in print and in ebook. So quick pause because I have to tell you about this book that completely took over my weekend. It's called Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher, and it's a romance starring a demon, and I actually found it pretty cozy. This one's a paranormal romance, which I'm obviously very into. Think literal grumpy sunshine energy. She's an angel named Sunshine, and he's a demon with a mysterious forgotten past. And it's the ultimate forbidden love setup, right? The book mixes humor and heart and just the right amount of heat, if you know what I'm saying. So it's the kind of story that reminds you why the grumpy sunshine trope is such a favorite, right? The banter, the tension, the redemption arc. Oh my gosh, it's so, so good. For those of you who love romantic fantasy fictions, you must read this. I started it thinking I'd read a couple chapters, and then I was up for a while laughing out loud, totally invested in this family of demons. Aurora Asher writes with so much wit and charm, and yeah, you can't help rooting for every single one of them. Plus the cover, the teal and yellow combo, it's just beautiful. Anyway, it's honestly the perfect spooky season read. It's not too dark or scary. It's just cozy and funny and romantic and, of course, a little spicy, which we love. And so if you love books like My Roommate is a Vampire by Jenna Levine or the Travis Baldry's Legends and Lattes series, then this is 100% your vibe. Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher is out now wherever books are sold, and there's a deluxe limited edition with gorgeous stenciled edges and bonus content, but only while supplies last. So grab it while you can. Again, that's Guardian Demon by Aurora Asher, a feel-good paranormal romance that'll totally charm the demon lover and angel believer in you. So why do these reset mornings happen? Well, most of the time, it's because your subconscious was just doing deep work while you were asleep. So that means your sleep, it's not just rest, right? It's when the brain reorganizes things. It's reorganizing the emotions, the memories, stress, fears, identity, beliefs, old conversations, unresolved experiences. And sometimes your brain does so much reorganizing in one night that you wake up feeling like a different version of yourself. You know, it's like you were deleting old files overnight or updating old patterns, closing old storylines, preparing a new emotional baseline. And so when you wake up, there's the weird sense of clarity or emptiness, but in a good way. And your identity, it got refreshed. So waking up feels slightly surreal. And here's also what a simulation reset moment commonly feels like, just so you know that you're not alone in this, because we all have this. It could be a strange calm you can't explain, like the world turned its volume down, or you could just feel completely detached from yesterday's problems, not because they disappeared or anything, but because your relationship to them has changed. Your perspective about them has changed. You may also wake up and you look around your room and it just feels slightly foreign, you know, like you're seeing it with new eyes. Something is different. Your partner, your dog, your home feels different for maybe just a moment. And it's not in a bad way. It's just you're adjusting. Or perhaps you feel unusually grounded, like your nervous system got a quiet reboot. You're slower, thoughtful, intentional, and you're not rushing back into your identity. It's just new. Or perhaps you feel like you're supposed to pay attention to something, listen a little more. The universe is kind of sending you little signs, like something is trying to nudge you forward, and you just have a sense of that. That's the best way to explain it, because it's one of those experiences or phenomenons that's not easily explainable. You have this feeling you're being nudged. Or also maybe you feel like you've just entered a new chapter without realizing it, a chapter that you didn't consciously choose, but you wake up one day and you're like, wait, what is life right now? But no, you didn't consciously choose, but your subconscious did. And so these are just the gentle, everyday ways a reset shows up. And it can just feel like a reboot. Again, this is just a metaphor, but it makes sense. If yesterday you were overwhelmed or anxious or emotional, or you were processing a lot, and your subconscious, of course, sorted through all of that during your sleep, then you're literally waking up as a slightly different person. And when you change, you change, the world around you feels different too, right? Every single time you evolve or shift in some way, even though nothing physical really moved, life feels different because you've had a perspective shift overnight. Maybe you had an epiphany. Maybe you've learned something about yourself or the people around you and their psychology that you were able to make more sense of it. And that just gives you a greater perspective, a higher perspective. And from that, it brings you a sense of calm. So you're stepping into a new day. It's been your own simulation reboot. It's like walking into the same room after rearranging all the furniture in your mind. And it's the same room, but everything is in new places. And your brain just needs a moment to reorient itself, right? That happens when we move furniture around. The simulation reboot feeling is simply your awareness catching up to your updated emotional operating system. So it's not freaky, even though this is a Freaky Friday episode, but I think it's such an interesting thing to be aware of because it's not paranormal. It's not even scary. Well, maybe to some it could be a little scary, but it's not really that scary. And it's just simply a sign of growth, of fast growth. It feels more immediate because you weren't gradually moving into it. But It's a sign of growth. It's your inner world saying that we're done with that version of lie. Here's a new one. So what to do on a reset day? Well, because we're all going to have them, I invite you to feel extra special that day. These days are special. They're subtle invitations to move differently, to move more softly or more intentionally. And here's what helps when you move slow. Don't force yourself to jump into the old version of you. Slow down. Also, don't make any big decisions yet. Honestly, let your mind settle into this updated version first. Though you might want to be a little hasty because something might seem shiny, just take a pause a beat and see. Continue to ground yourself. Maybe drink some water. Your body anchors your new perspective into the physical world. And do one tiny thing differently. A small shift will help your brain orient to this new chapter in your life. And then notice the synchronicities. These days during our simulation reset tend to have gentle signs and nudges to let you know that, yes, it's new, but you're on the right path. Don't worry. And let your intuition guide the pace. You're in a more receptive state than usual. So the simulation reset moments, they're not about fear. They're just about clarity. And they're nature's way of saying, hey, you're no longer who you were yesterday. So let's walk into today gently, shall we? So if you're woken up just feeling slightly off, or you recognize like, whoa, I'm in a whole new reality. Or it could just feel like a slightly new reality. You're not imagining it. Your subconscious is always evolving. And sometimes it does such a big overnight shift that your awake self needs a minute to catch up. Those are the reset moments, the soft reboots, the quiet turning points that don't look dramatic from the outside, but change everything on the inside. And if today feels like one of those days, then maybe you were meant to hear this today. So let me tell you about the first time I ever noticed a simulation reset moment before I had a language or a label for what it was. But it was years ago during a period where everything just felt so chaotic in my life. And you know, those seasons where you're just so exhausted and you're overstimulated and maybe you're just living in your head, or you might live in solitude for a while and you're just trying to make it day to day. Well, that was me for a while. And, you know, I went to bed one night feeling very overwhelmed and emotionally cluttered, mentally cluttered, physically cluttered, truly just drained. Honestly, I felt like a lot of different rugs were being pulled from under me. So I felt overwhelmed in so many ways. And then one morning I just woke up and something was different. I woke up before my alarm and I wasn't groggy at all. I felt calm. Like, I don't know what it was. Even though everything was going wrong around me, I knew it was going to all be okay. And I was going to be okay. And I was so at peace with that. And I just recognized, oh, that was a chapter that, and I think I was just trying to hold on to that chapter. But when I went to bed and realized I don't need to walk or live in that chapter anymore, I can turn the page. I really woke up and felt like, oh, wait, everything will be okay. I'll be okay. And this is just a new era in my life. That was an old experience, an old life experience, and I've had many life experiences, but this one is new. I just need to let the other one go and just start fresh. And that's okay. And I just knew I was shifting into a whole new reality and chapter. And I kind of got excited about that. So I was definitely calm in a way that didn't match my life at the time, but it was just an inner knowing. That's the best way to explain it. You just have a great sense that something has shifted and my perspective on how I really wanted that one life, but it was okay to let it go. And I'm okay with and very happy and content with moving forward with life. That shift, it sounds more simple than it was, but it was very dramatic in my heart, but in a beautiful way. Because it brought me a lot of peace and ease. And I remember sitting up in my bed and just looking around my room like, wait, why does everything feel so still and so clean and so neutral? Perhaps maybe I just shed layers and shed people and shed experiences that I no longer needed in my life. And I would be fine because no matter what, you're always going to move forward. And again, in my room, the night before, in turmoil for weeks, and I think at that time it was months, But in my room, nothing had changed. But when I woke up, it just felt like something had changed around me. That is just the best way to describe it. It felt like someone had pressed this giant refresh button on my inner world while I was asleep. And so I walked into the kitchen to make my coffee in the morning. The sun was rising and there was an orangey glow on the white wall, and just something about it felt different. It was soft, it was steady, almost like I was seeing it for the first time in months. Like maybe I took that beautiful sunrise for granted, because I really felt it and saw it in that moment, because I was no longer allowing that dark cloud to hover over my head. And the weirdest part is, the thing I was spiraling about the night before, the thing that felt like this is ruining my week, well, suddenly that felt distant. It was obviously not solved and not erased, but I was so emotionally charged over it. But that emotional charge had been unplugged. And I just remember thinking, did I dream my way through a resolution, or did something shift while I wasn't conscious? And it didn't feel magical or dramatic, it just felt quiet, like my brain had finally caught up to something my heart had already decided. And so looking back, I realized now that that was a reset moment, a moment where a new version of me loaded in, and loaded so gently that I almost missed it, but I didn't. I was very present with it. And so every time I've had that feeling since, because again, we live many different lives in this life, right? You one day just wake up calm after the storm, and there's the weird neutrality or the sense of distance or the sudden calm from that one experience. And so when that happens, I've learned to just recognize it, know that it's not a glitch and nothing is wrong. It's just, it's a small upgrade, a subtle leveling up the subconscious did on my behalf. So that's like the universe is whispering, you don't have to be the version of yourself you were yesterday. Let go. And here's the thing I want you to take with you after listening to this episode. So simulation recent moments, they aren't rare. We just don't always pause long enough to recognize them. They're quiet and they're subtle. It's almost like they're shy, right? But they also don't announce themselves like fireworks. We're not going to know when we enter into one. But they show up in the softest of places, in the breath before your feet touch the ground, or in the way the sunlight feels different on your skin, or in the moment you realize yesterday's heaviness isn't sitting on your chest anymore. They're reminders that your inner world is constantly doing the work, even when you're not consciously trying. Your subconscious is always reorganizing and healing and releasing and upgrading. And sometimes you wake up right in the middle of a new chapter without having to fight your way into it. So instead of questioning these mornings, or instead of wondering whether something is off, try seeing them as little transitions, a soft nudge forward, a moment where life quietly updates itself so you can keep moving. And if you wake up one day and feel that strange calm, or that blankness, or that funny sense of distance from who you were yesterday, then just breathe. Just breathe and think, hey, maybe this isn't something wrong. Maybe this is something beginning. And let yourself meet that new version of your life slowly, without pressure and without analysis, just a gentle curiosity for whatever is unfolding. Because sometimes the universe doesn't shift to you with earthquakes, right? But sometimes it just shifts you with silence. That's a funny, neat take on simulation reset moments that we all experience, and very grounded, I'd say, more real world practical. But man, I do love a good simulation theory. So maybe I'll do that for next Freaky Friday, get into the very conspiratorial simulation theories, because those are fun. But this one, oddly, was so relevant with what I've been experiencing lately. And I'm just so happy to have a space to talk about it. And I'm curious if you've had those experiences too. Feel free to let me know on Instagram. I'm also about to be more active on Substack. It's been a week, hence why I even forgot Freaky Friday. And I hate using that as an excuse, don't we all? No, and no one wants to hear that, right? But we're all human, and sometimes there really are seasons where life just gets a little extra busy, right? Anyway, thank you so much for listening and for joining me for this Freaky Friday. Don't forget to tune in Monday morning for a Magic Monday episode for your heart and soul. And with all that being said, stay curious, stay soft, pay attention to those subtle moments when life feels newly loaded, because sometimes the biggest shift happens in the quietest ways. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your magic.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.